Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of the Cafe series. I'm super excited to have you here. My name is Neil, I'm from QuickPour, and today I wanted to share with you our little secret, and this is our restaurateur blueprint. Now, normally this blueprint we only keep for our private clients that work with us, but today I really wanted to over-deliver, and I really wanted to give you guys some value. So if you're interested in opening up a cafe, a restaurant, and you've already started to implement our 5-step quick plan or a 5W quick plan, then this blueprint is the next stage to you opening up your cafe. And if you follow our systems and steps that we've outlined in the blueprint, opening up your first venue will make it so much more easier. So without further ado, I'm going to talk to you about the 5 steps that is involved or that is in our blueprint, if that's okay with you. So we like to use, everything's got an acronym nowadays, right? So the acronym that we use for the blueprint is PCPOS. So it's P for planning, C for construction, P for prep, O for opening, and S is for systemize, structure, and scale. So they're pretty self-explanatory, but I'm going to quickly explain to you all each of those 5 steps, okay? Now, planning and research is all about planning your location, researching your area, your demographics, your customer base, your potential market where you're going to be getting your employers from, you're building your team. You're going to be finding out, you know, research on your suppliers. More importantly, you're going to be starting to do some research on your architects, designers, interior designers, builders. You need to start putting together some quotes for some building. And when you get all of this research, putting it all together is key into a business plan. Now, most people nowadays are saying that business plans are a thing of the past, don't waste your time, blah, blah, blah. I am a true believer in planning. With my military background, we used to give very detailed orders to our troops. And the reason for that is that we wanted to try and plan for the worst possible scenario and every single possible scenario that we could think of. Now, the acronym that we used for that was the 5 P's, you know, prior planning prevents piss poor performance. There you go. So the more you plan, the better it'll be. And in the Army, we used to come up with as many scenarios as we possibly could so that we could plan for them. Now, even in the best laid out plan, things can sometimes go wrong that you haven't thought of. We're all human, okay? But the thing is, guys, you need to be able to be flexible enough to make decisions as you go, okay? And to change those decisions if you see fit. So planning, the first stage of the blueprint is really getting some really detailed plans, some detailed research so that you can start getting an idea of costing, pricing, etc., etc. Now, this all goes into your business plan. Now, included with your financial reports and the actual plan of operations would include your marketing plan and your exit plan, your plan on your time frame. Now, the good thing with this, or the best piece of advice I can give you, if you're planning to open, say for example, in January, I would always mentally add on an extra 3 months just as a fail-safe if anything were to go wrong. And we'll talk about this in the next stage. So always plan for the worst. That way that if it does come up before schedule or in front of your scheduled date, it's a win, okay? So you've got your plan together. You're gonna start talking to your local councils, your shires, you're getting your permits ready, you're doing all your research. Now the reason why a business plan is very important is because if you're looking for capital investment from a bank or from external investors, you will need a great business plan, a detailed business plan that shows them exactly what they're getting themselves into or why they're loaning you the money. They also want to know how you plan on generating and making your income or your revenue so that you can pay back those loans or you can pay back your investors their return. So having that detailed business plan is key. I would spend at least 2 to 3 months on writing the most detailed business plan I could possibly write. So from here, we move to the construction phase. We've got our architects, we've approved our drawings, we've approved our interior design, and we've commissioned a build to now do the job, and now we're building. So we're physically building. Now, project managing a build is always going to be tedious. There is always going to be issues that are coming up, walls that weren't initially there in the original plans, but now have just magically appeared. Gas systems and extra work that the builders did not foresee is now here. So this is where you need to think about and put in your business plan extra finances to counter those headaches that you might experience that weren't thought of properly during the planning stage. The other thing you need to consider is now your build. So you may go over schedule or you may go out of your time frame. This is where I said plan for an extra 3 months. Here is also where you're also building your relationships with your suppliers, you're building relationships with your team. So you're building your team, you're starting to interview, you're starting to get the right team in, you're starting to build relationships with your suppliers, and you're starting to get a feel of your demographics. You're going into local businesses and seeing what the demographics are, seeing what the customers are like. So this is where you're building your business, you're building your demographics, you're building your relationship. The next stage is your prep stage. This is normally the stage about a week before you could actually open. So you're on target, you know exactly roughly what date you're opening. A week before is normally that week of prep. This is where you're prepping your systems, your physical systems. This is also where you're starting to train your team. You're prepping your team to, start working in the cafe. You're also testing your systems and your technology. You're implementing basic systems at the start so that when you're training your staff and your team, you can start then testing those systems as well. 3 to 2 days to 3 days before, you're starting to prep all your stock, you're getting all your stock in, you're stocking the shelves, you're getting the coffee machine ready. Your chefs are busy prepping your menu. This is where you're actually building your brand. You've got your social media. You're starting to build your menus. You're starting to get more vocal and voicey on your social media. And this is where you could either plan to have a soft opening, or you want to go and have a massive opening where you're going to have your friends and family come in to test and try your menu. You're going to get, you're going to build curiosity. You're going to build this... what's the word I'm looking for? You're going to want to build momentum in your business so people can look at all your friends and family in the cafe and like, oh wow, this must be a good place. I can't wait for it to open. So you're building that curiosity and you want to get people to start talking about you. Or you could go and choose to have a soft opening. That's something that we just open the doors and then just wait for the people to come in and slowly build your reputation up with word of mouth. And then, you slowly build up your social media. This is where you're testing the waters, you're testing your systems, you're testing your processes. And so you're not going out with a big bang and realizing, oh shit, we haven't done this right, and you're making mistakes when you first open. When you first open, you have to make an impression that lasts so that your customers will come back and you start to build your regular customer base. And this is the next stage, this is the opening stage. So this is where you've opened and you've either chosen one of the two paths. You've either chosen a soft opening or you've gone for a massive opening. The key thing that you need to think about is making sure that you have well-trained staff and your systems are down pat if you want to do a loud opening. If you want to do a soft opening, it's not really that important, but it's still critical. Yeah? And I want you to understand the difference because it's very important. Minimizing your mistakes you make and your team makes and the way things are done in your cafe shows a level of professionalism and shows a level of, it shows what type of business you're going to be in the future. So first impressions last, and the market doesn't really give too many chances. Your customers might give you one to two chances. If you stuff up, then it's very difficult to keep those customers coming back, especially if you have lots of competition around you. So it's very important to understand that. The last stage is systemize, structure, and scale. Now, the reason why I have three of those in the one is because if you can't systemize your business, it's not structured. If you can't structure your business, you can't scale it. And you can't scale a business if you can't have the other two. So they're very, very important. You need to start implementing systems from the planning and the prep stage all the way through it, through your opening, and then tweaking your system so that once it's ready and it's foolproof, you can then start structuring your team and delegating your team responsibilities so that they can look after different systems. With accountability and reporting back to one person, it allows you to then take a step back and work on the business instead of being a worker in the business. And that is critical if you want to scale. There is no way you could physically, mentally, and spiritually scale a business and financially scale a business if you're still stuck working in the first business. It's going to give you anxiety, stress, and you probably won't be able to do it. And you're probably, 9 times out of 10, it will be very difficult to succeed. So PC POS is designed to take you to the scale level. We don't want to sort of, you know, you're only in this because you want to start looking at the future and you want to start getting more venues and reaching out to more people and you know, becoming financially independent. PC POS will help you do that. PC POS, the blueprint, the restaurateur blueprint, is designed to make it easier for you. So guys, I know this is a very, very short but sweet video, but I'm going to be putting together and sending out this blueprint to everyone that wants it. So this recording is going to be, this replay is going to be on our YouTube channel. So if you missed our live feed, it's here on our YouTube channel. It's also recording live on Anchor. I'm going to put all the links in our Instagram story and our YouTube channel. And more importantly, guys, if you want to get our blueprint, now this is a $2,000 coaching program that we give out, that we offer to our clients. And we actually are giving this away for free. And I would love for you to have it, especially if you're serious about opening your cafe or restaurant. This blueprint will give you the steps that you need to then easily streamline yourself into opening your first venue and putting things in systems in place so that you can scale that venue into multiple locations. That's where the money is. That's where the success is. So I really do hope that you get a lot. I really do hope that you've got a lot of value from this. And I look forward to seeing you soon, guys. And I hope you have a great day. But stay tuned for more because we're coming back next week.